Well, good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, sir, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received, just for a statistical purpose only?
BS.
Can you be so kind, share your opinion?
The what?
Your opinion. What's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Just for a statistical purpose only.
A BS degree.
Okay. The master's degree. Thank you. Now moving forward. Sir, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you, sir. And it's very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I really appreciate it. Now, sir, just to make sure we are talking with everybody in your community, what is your race? White Caucasian? Black African American? American Indian? Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward. Okay. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or are you like many people? Or are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered.
You are registered? Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for the local office in Columbus. So sometimes things come out that prevent people from voting. As it stands right now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain that you're going to vote? Probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not?
100% for sure.
Okay, so almost certain, right? Can I record that as your answer?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day? What's your plan for that day?
Early vote.
Early vote. Okay. Early vote in person, or early vote in person? Okay. And now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Can you pick up a number from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, okay? Now, any number from 0 to 10, I will read the names, and if you don't recognize them, you let me know, okay? So we can move forward. The first one, Andrew Ginter, from 0 to 10. Oh, never heard of him?
No.
Okay, how about Louise Gill, from 0 to 10? Oh, never heard
never
of
heard
him?
Never heard of him, no.
And Joseph Moto, same thing?
Yep.
Never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, how about Nancy Day, Day Off Hour? Have you heard of Ms. Day Hour? Okay. And Adrian Hood? Have you heard of Adrian Hood?
No.
No? Okay, how about Mr. Farhan Jady? Have you heard anything about Mr. Jady? How about Ms. Shannon Harding? Have you heard anything about Ms. Already nothing, okay. And the Columbus City Council in general, to the best of your knowledge, for whatever your opinion, it will really matters. From 0 to 10. The City Council of Columbus. What number should we give them?
5.
5, okay. And how about Emmanuel Ramey? 0 to 10.
No.
What number? No, never heard of it. And Nick Bankston, 0 to 10?
No.
Or never heard of it?
No.
Never heard of it. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, as it stands right now, which of the following comes closer to your view, even as neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work what they have been doing.